If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is Friday. Yes, February. No, it's not February. What am I talking about? It is April, April the 12th, 2024. And today the topic is rejoice. Yes, rejoice, y'all. Yeah, man, I hope you guys had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. started off the day, not say rough, but ended up, you know, trying to sneak out, you know, and go to work. I say sneak out from, you know, and leave NJ, basically. And I get in the car. So here's the interesting thing. Let me show you guys the play-by-play, right? So I do my morning greeting with my husband. I'm on my way out the door. Then I realize I don't have my sweater. So I went back in the house to get my sweater. And as I was going in, here come NJ at the door. I was like, oh no. So then he's standing at the door. And when I came in, he just really gave me this big hug. And he just was like, I had a dream about you. And he was telling me the dream and stuff like that. And I said, well, that sounds like it's going to be a good dream. You know, it sounds like it's a good dream. I need to look up those meanings, which I forgot to do. But anyway. I was telling him that at that time. And so then I'm like, all right, see you later, baby, da 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 da, you know, be good for Papa, all that good stuff. I go get in the car, I back up, I notice my wheels sounding funny. So I pull back in the yard, I get out, and I see that my tire is flat. I'm like, Lord. So I just hit my husband up. Of course, it started raining and everything at that moment. I'm like, really? So I got hubby. I'm like, so, and on 1 minute we was like, are we going to, you know, is he going to change it and put, you know, our ride on the donut, all this different type of stuff, right? And so then, ultimately, what happened was that I ended up taking his car to work again. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm driving your car still more than mine, you know? So that's what I ended up going to work, and I guess coming right on time for the meeting that we usually have, the department meeting and stuff, and giving my 2 cents of the things I have been working on and all this different type of stuff. And I worked and did all of that. So work was good. I mean, you know, overall and whatnot. And then I come on back home and stuff like that. And we just, you know, ate a little something, and I just rested. took me a nap. And so later on that evening, I think I made a note of the time, but I can't remember. I woke up later on that evening, just random, being on social media, watching stuff or whatever. And then I got hit up by Miss Dr. Robinson, which y'all may have heard me talk about her before, because I did her grand opening for the Prayer Tower and Retreat in Jackson. And I was her hostess for that. And then I came last Christmas to her, you know, space or whatever, and they had me host the Christmas event last year. And so she hit me up randomly and was like, are you able to be on my show? And I was like, well, technically I'm like, when, you know? And she's like, pretty much like now or tomorrow. And I was like, well, I guess I technically am available now, you know, and stuff like that. And so lo and behold, she ended up seeing one of the posts that I have posted recently. Shout out to Elizabeth, my virtual assistant, you know what I'm saying, creating those quotes and stuff that you guys may have seen posted on my social media and things of that nature. We've been taking photos and quotes and making content, basically, inspired by a lot of things. But, you know, she saw one in particular that was talking about intimacy and marriage, which y'all know I feel strongly about, you know, and everything like that. And I definitely have been feeling like I needed to create more things centered around that. So anywho, I guess she saw one of my posts, and the Lord had to, you know, I guess put it on her heart and mind to reach out to me. And so we chatted last night and everything. It seemed like she was trying to take a lot of time to, you know, share about everything I got going on, which is very interesting. Like when people talk to me or when they talk about all the things, then it's like, oh, you're doing so many things, you know. But on the flip side, I'm like, well, to me, all these things are just not just say it's only one thing, but you know what I'm saying? I just feel like they're all together and combined in some way. But anywho, so next thing we know, the conversation, I guess, you know, the end of her time came and stuff like that. And so we ended up talking and chatting a little bit afterwards as well. And she wants to do a part two with me, I guess solely centered around like relationships and stuff. And I'm here for it, you know, because again, I feel like again, this I don't know if this is just my cross to bear or whatever the case may be, but if I can be encouraging and inspiring to the next couples in particular, especially married people, or even single people and stuff like that, then you know, I'm doing my best to you know, try to be that and whatnot. And so looking forward to the next conversation. But yeah, I didn't know I was gonna have an interview last night and whatnot, but I was well rested and whatnot to do it. And yeah, and so when I woke up this morning, well, she had spoke some great things over me and even over GSL and whatnot. And I'm like, well, you know, to God be the glory again. I know that I've been going through, I've been struggling. You know, y'all have been hearing me talk about again all the stuff that's been going on ever since last what, Christmas Eve. I know y'all probably tired of me talking about it. And I was thinking that maybe I should stop talking about it at some point because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still blessed and highly favored. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to sit here and like dwell on again the craziness that's been going on. But I've just been acknowledging it and letting y'all know that, hey, man, I've been kind of struggling because there's been a lot of stuff back to back to back to back to back going on in my life. But anywho, one thing that I also did on my way to work, I have to definitely make sure I say this. I ended up calling my mom when I was on my way to work, and I was just like, "Mom, I might need you to go ahead and pray for me and all this type of stuff because it just seemed like it's one thing after another, and things of that nature." And she did, you know, and she put like a, you know, a seed of worship in my heart and mind. So even though we ended up getting disconnected on my way. And I just kind of was singing the song that she had brought into, you know, to the table while we were praying and whatnot. And I was praying for her as well, for all the things that she has going on with her ministry and things of that nature. And so, yeah, that was my day yesterday. And I would say that today's conversation is inspired, by a lot of those things, but then also, I guess, the things that God had put on my heart and mind as well. So when I woke up this morning and I did listen to the prayer meditation and all of that, I did make a note of the time I woke up. But like I told y'all yesterday, looking into stuff like that, so much can be a little bit, you know, I feel like the enemy can use that sometimes. So I didn't feel led necessarily to go deeper about the numbers or the time that I woke up. But I listened to the prayer meditation this morning and it was reminding me of, you know, I guess joy in the trials and things of that nature. When I listened to the Soul Space app, something was reminding me about it. And I can't remember if the conversation was strictly about that or what, because again, my mind had been so engulfed in all these things. But so now I don't remember exactly what the prayer meditation was about. But one of the things was that I felt led to go deeper about this whole joy in the midst of trials thing. Like that really was standing out to me. And so I did. I mean, I looked up the definition of joy and rejoice. And of course, there's several verses centered around that. Listened to quite a few articles about, you know, having joy in the midst of trials. And I can't sit here and lie to y'all, man. It has not been the easiest thing for me to do. Like, I know it's been in the back of my mind to still have joy, still push through all this type of stuff. But I think I need to be more intentional about, like, being like how the biblical figures were, which I'm gonna share some verses with you guys real soon. But yeah, I feel like I need to be more intentional about like when I'm in the midst of trials, as I have been, you know, finding the joy and finding ways to praise God, finding ways to shift that focus from my issue to whatever it is the Lord wants to do with me, for me, and through me. And yeah, so that's the inspiration today. Y'all can go deeper or whatever level you're at. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let me share with you guys these verses, okay? So James 1 and 2, it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." Your girl has been meeting trials of various kinds, and I need to be counting it all joy. On one hand, like I said, I have been reminding myself that, hey, man, you know, when you got stuff like this going on back to back to back to back, then there must be something coming around the corner, something real good, you know. And so the enemy's mad, the enemy's trying to get me distracted and all these different type of things. I don't know exactly what it is. Like, again, I did hear the word about, you know, GSL, you know, I feel like I got a general idea, you know. Of course, again, the amazing things in my life is my marriage, being a mom, and then, you know, GSL, like those are the real, I mean, and then right after that, I would say being, again, the elementary coordinator at Mountain West, because even we were talking about some of that yesterday, we were talking about some of our wins just in the children's ministry. And I mean, again, I'm not going to say, I can't take the full credit or nothing like that, but I can say, like, one of the things that I brought to the table was prayer into our children's room, and the fact that, like, kids come up to receive prayer, the kids come up to get prayer for specific real topics and things. Matter of fact, I was overwhelmed with emotion. I want to say it was a couple of Mondays ago. It wasn't this Monday, but it was last Monday, where the little girl let me know that, you know, she had asked for prayer, I want to say a few Sundays before, about her grandma being sick. And then she did let me know that her grandma had passed. And so she just kind of want, you know, to pray about that. And I just was like, wow, you know, again, these children are paying attention and they care, you know what I mean? And so I know that God is doing a lot of things with me, for me, and through me, through the job that I now have. And so, again, I'm sure the enemy is upset about that. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, the guy that is now the kids director, you know, he's had some issues happen and whatnot. And I'm trying to encourage and inspire him, to remind him that, hey, man, there's been too much good stuff going on at Mountain West to where, you know, of course, the enemy's going to try to, you know, peek his head in and try to get some, you know, stir up some issues and whatnot. And so, yeah, so with all that being said, I mean, who knows what is coming? I don't know. Completely, I don't know for sure, like, what exactly the Lord is going to do, but I believe that all these things that are happening in my life and the distractions and all those things are, you know, again, I guess I'm just reminded today that I need to count it all joy. You know what I mean? I need to, again, make that the first thought versus making it the, like, last thought that I tend to make it. Because when I'm going through stuff, like, even when it came to the tire thing yesterday. Now, I wouldn't say I was just super frustrated or nothing like that. And I did kind of say, like, hey, man, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to get through this, man. I see all the stuff. And like I said, I'm acknowledging and I see all the issues that have been happening and the stuff that's been going on, and they spiritual attacks. Yes, I will call them what they are. But at the end of the day, again, y'all see that I'm pushing through, right? Y'all see that even though sometimes I know I struggled and didn't do too episodes of The Juice and over the past week or whenever that was, but the other days I pushed through, the other days, you know, I was able to see at least whatever the juice was that the Lord wanted me to share in the midst of my struggles, you know. And so yeah, I need to be more intentional about that. I feel like I think I need to, like, soon as I see the trial, instead of getting upset, instead of getting angry, instead of getting, like, discouraged and all the stuff that really happens when you're going through trials and tribulations, like, I need to really just take hold of and understand that, man, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know, this is what the, you know, the word and the Lord tells us that, you know, again, as a believer, this is what your life should look like at the end of the day. Yes, it was beautiful to go through Abundance 2023, y'all. It was amazing. Yes, all the good stuff was great. But at the same time, too, there still was some struggles and stuff. And so, now again, the good outweighs the bad, and it always will as a believer, you know what I mean? You know, because again, they say all things work together for the good of those that do what? Love God. Okay, so you know, so with that being said, I mean, it's always going to, the good is always going to outweigh the bad. It's just that I get it. I totally understand that when you're going through stuff, and especially if you feel like, man, this is back to back to back, then, you know, it is hard to focus on, or it's get hard to rejoice in those times. And so I hope that, you know, this will encourage you and inspire you to, as I work to change my heart and mind and renew my heart and mind in this area, I hope it encourages you and inspires you as well. So here's another verse, y'all. It's Acts 5:41. It says, then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. Now, I know that sounds crazy to people, right? But to me, that really truly stood out today, because again, for me to be going through, again, the trials and tribulations that I'm going through and whatnot, the Lord deems me worthy to go through such for his name's sake. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a blessing. That truly is a blessing. Like, and again, I know the one that did it all and took the worst of all of us, of course, is Jesus Christ. Like, again, he wasn't even born yet and they was trying to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, it just, I mean, you know, it just go from, it just went from there. And then of course to die a horrific death that he died and didn't do not one thing wrong. And you know what I mean? The injustice in that, okay? So, you know, the stuff I'm going through, it doesn't compare, you know, or anything. At least when you really truly look at it, it really doesn't compare to, again, what Christ experienced. But at the same token, to be going through anything, right? Because all I'm not trying to do is live righteously. You know, I'm trying my best to, I ain't going to be perfect. And we talked about perfection yesterday. But at the end of the day, it's something in the practice, right? It's something in the trying and the striving to be more like Christ. I'm not Christ. But and probably never going to be, you know, but at the same time, too, again, you're trying to live righteously and live right and stuff like that. Of course, you know, I make observations of obviously different people online and stuff like that. And I try to be encouraged and inspired when I see like other female entrepreneurs and things of that nature. That's a beautiful thing to see. But at the same time, it's like when you look at like, I guess, the content they create, or you look at this and the other, that and the other, it's like this is the stuff that goes viral. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was sitting here and, you know, in a bra or something, maybe I would get more views. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? Maybe, you know, that ain't just for me. You know, maybe I'm not supposed to go viral or whatever. Which, I mean, I guess we don't see what the Lord do with all of that. I'm not worried about that at all. But I just think it's very interesting, again, when I make observations and you're like, this person is literally just sitting down. You know what I'm saying? This person is literally just cooking, you know, a meal in their home and they're going viral. You know what I'm saying? But I'm out here trying to share the word of God. And it's like, oh, you're barely getting just the surface of what, you know, I guess, reaching people. But at the same token, it's like, again, I don't make light of what I am doing. Because at the end of the day, again, the interactions that I'm having one-on-one with these kids at the church is an amazing thing. I don't know what impact that's going to have. But I know, I hope that it's encouraging and inspiring to each and every one of the kids that, you know, I have conversations with, or that they see me there serving or whatever the case may be. And same for GSL. Like at the end of the day, again, if one or two people, whoever is watching, I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to take your next step and to get to where God wants you to be. And you're just as important as if, you know, it was millions of people following, you know, or something like that. And so, but, you know, again, those were the things that used to discourage me back in the day. You know, those were the things, again, that when you look at the actress Miracle Sims YouTube, you know, me by myself trying to do my own thing and trying to, you know, I would get discouraged because I'd be like, ooh, I don't have views. Oh, nobody's talking to me in the comments. Ooh, you know, all that type of stuff I would think about. Now it's like, whatever. I'm just trying to be obedient and keep this thing consistent. I mean, at least these two shows that y'all get consistently, and we're going to see what happens beyond that. But, you know, and all of that matters. Like, I feel like, again, I don't know who all is watching and listening and stuff, but and I appreciate those that do comment and that say something or whatever. I appreciate y'all that, you know, I guess I still got my guy over there in Australia, Ewan. He's been tuning in still, like, I would say daily and whatnot, and commenting daily. And I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I hope that you are truly encouraged and inspired by these things. I guess on my obedience to come here every day, or at least try, right, and to do this. But regardless, I guess I say all that to say that, yeah, man, if you are deemed worthy enough to receive persecution of any kind for Jesus, like that's a truly great place to be in. So these people was able to rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer and dishonor for the name. So to suffer dishonor. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. That really just stood out to me this morning as I read that verse and I had to share it. So here's another one. 1 Peter 1:6. It says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Y'all know that I have been grieved by various trials, you know. But again, I think there's something to me being able to, as soon as I'm going through it, I need to just start, I don't know, rejoicing. I just need to start singing. I just need to start doing something else other than doing the woe is me thing. The woe is me thing don't work for me. Like I was just telling another friend about that recently. not yesterday. I think it was Wednesday when I was talking to Kelvin. I was like, I don't know how people can live in the old world with me. I told y'all that as well. I was like, I don't get, like, I'm not able to do that. I just can't go old world with me every day. I can't do it. No. Like, I'm gonna have to see the good, see the joy, see the something in the midst of my trials. There is purpose to my pain, whatever the case may be. I gotta know and see that, because yeah, going old world with me every day. Ooh, listen. Look, it was hard for me just then, what, 2 days that I did it last week? I had 2 days of old war with me, and then I was like, you know what? When day three came, I said, you know what? Let me go and bask in the blessings that the Lord has blessed me with. Go and get me a nice massage. Go enjoy the sauna. Go and you know, the Lord gave me a week of peace out of motherhood to a certain extent, because he was with my parents, you know, things like that. I'm like, listen, the Lord is too good for me to sit here and go old war with me. And so, I just need to tap into doing that first. You know, now that I feel like that's what I'm being reminded of this morning. I hope you're being encouraged and inspired by this, but I'm just sharing with you guys what I'm receiving today about all of this. So then, speaking of that, y'all, Colossians 1 and 24, know I rejoice, or now. Y'all can see which word it is when y'all go look this up yourself. But it says, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is the church. That resonated with me this morning too, y'all. Just because, again, the fact that, like, I had a whole interview last night based on me sharing a quote, you know, and again, the only reason I shared the quote is because of my own suffering and pain and whatnot, and seeing that, hey, man, people need to notice, you know what I mean? People need to know, hey, you need to be watering your marriages with intimacy and doing it Christ's way and all that type of stuff, because the enemy will try to find any little crack to get into the foundation of what God is building when it comes to family and all these things, right? And so, yeah, like, I guess to me, that verse is played out in my life, because again, you know, in my sufferings, right, I was able to see the parts of the body of Christ that needs to be filled. And here I am doing my best to do that. And now it's kind of going and growing, as they say. So, I mean, you know, all these verses stood out to me this morning. I hope that they are encouraging and inspiring to you. If you want to go deeper about any of these things, here goes what I put in the go deeper section, okay? I put that you guys can look up the definitions of joy and rejoice, right? I did that, but I didn't write it down and I didn't share it here. So y'all can do that if you want to. Just look up those definitions and hopefully they will encourage you and inspire you and help you understand that, okay, this is what I should be feeling when I'm suffering. This is what I should be feeling when I'm going through trials and tribulations. I know that that sounds like the opposite, right? Again, we live in the upside down kingdom, right? Everything sounds like it's supposed to, like, it sounds like it's the opposite. The Bible tells us when you're suffering and going through trials, have joy. But what we feel naturally is, you know, the sadness, the sorrow, the pain, that, you know, that's what we naturally feel. So we have to actually be intentional about, I guess, seeking the joy and rejoicing in the midst of trials. So that's one thing. Look up those two definitions. So also in the go deeper section is to go to openbible.info and just plug in joy in trials and see what verses come up for you to, you know, peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. There were so many verses that I didn't even write not one of them down. You feel, you know, let the Lord lead you on what verses that he wants you to see in that section. And then if you somebody that, you know, you're beyond the milk, then you in the meat or whatever the case may be, you already, you know, I guess know Christ and stuff like that, but you might be struggling with this. Here goes some articles that are at gotquestions.org. There's two articles that I put there. I was only going to put one at one point, but then I was like, I felt led to go ahead and put the other one too. Where is it? There it is, gotquestions.org. Okay. The two articles are, how can I find joy in the midst of trials? And then the second one is, how can I experience joy in my Christian life? They should help you out with whatever level you are, whether you're again receiving spiritual milk or meat. But I feel like if you really look into these, then you're really going to start to see, like, I guess, practical things that you can do to get to the next level when it comes to this conversation. But yeah, y'all, that's the juice, man. You know, let's have joy in our midst of our trials. And yeah, let me go ahead and give you guys the Bible verse of today. And that's 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. It says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So yeah, man, that is the juice this morning. Don't forget, today is Friday. So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out at 7 p.m. It's with Miss June Edward, who is a self-proclaimed psychic. Now, you know, again, I'm still going to stand on the word of God about what it says about that practice. But hey, there's people out here, you know, practicing whatnot. I'm not saying that she ain't real, because hey, you know, even the biblical, you know, or even the Bible shared about a lady that actually tapped into some of those things. So, you know, sometimes, you know, again, people do actually have those type of gifts and whatnot. So we want to hear from her. We're going to see what she's talking about and you know, what's going on in her life and things of that nature. But I just wanted to just let y'all know that, you know, I'm not necessarily standing with that and saying that you should go and seek that type of thing. Because, again, the Bible tells us not to. But we just had a conversation. So y'all can tune into it tonight at 7 p.m. But yeah, man, y'all have a great, great Friday. And I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.